KTU Cares, a salute to local heroes.
What kind of world do you want? Think anything. History starts now.
And on the show with us this morning, a great guest, and we are really excited for this show. Mike Dannemiller is here, and he is on the advisory board for the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance. Mike is also a civil engineer and transportation planner here in the tri-state area. Mike, it is so great to have you on the line with us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for making time for us to talk about some great work that's going on for September 11th National Memorial Trail.
Yes, we do want to hear all about it. Mike, tell our listeners a little bit about you. Introduce yourself. Tell us how you led up to being on the advisory board for the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance, and a little bit of information about yourself, Mike.
Sure. So everybody's got a personal story about where they were, what happened, what's their association with September 11th. For me, I was worried about my brother. My oldest brother, now retired colonel, Robert James Dannemiller, Jr., he was at the Pentagon, and he was delivering papers, and he was chit-chatting a little bit, and he talked just a little bit too much, so he was, you know, 30 seconds, a minute or two behind schedule. Had he not been, he would have had a much worse day. Like, thousands of people had a very, very bad day. The plane hit about 100 feet from where he was standing. It was just around the corner. Had he been on schedule, he would have been directly in line with the plane with American Airlines 77 that hit the Pentagon on September 11th. Thankfully, he was a minute behind. And there's lots of stories like that. Somebody who was there who shouldn't have been, somebody who wasn't. The September 11th National Memorial Trail is about a living memorial for the resilience of the American people, and remembering that day and celebrating the resilience of all of us working together to move forward and pay tribute to our collective history.
I do want to spend a lot of time on the 9/11 National Memorial Trail. First time you've been on the show with us, so I think there will be a lot of listeners curious as to what it is that have never really heard about it, Mike.
Oh, sure. So, short answer, 911trail.org has all the info, but the big picture, this is a 1,500-mile trail. It forms a triangle that's going to link, starts New York City, World Trade Center, connecting that to the Pentagon, connecting that the other way to Flight 93 out in Pennsylvania, and connecting those two as well. It's transitioned from a vision of a trail to really the living memorial and putting together a trail that will eventually be family friendly for people to travel, whether they're walking, they're biking, or for the time being driving. It's a lot of ground to cover. And there's a lot of work to do, and we'll get to that.
And I do want to talk about your ability to just really have something to do with the overall technical and strategic guidance for the project. As an advisory board member, you serve a part of that September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance, and you've been a part of the development and design of it. Is that correct?
Yes. So I've had the privilege to work on a project that has huge emotional value for me. I told you my personal connection, and I'm glad eventually I learned my brother made it out alive. New Jersey Department of Transportation planned a routing study for how does this September 11th trail get across from Pennsylvania to New York City. And I was fortunate enough to lead the technical routing of that for people who want to walk, people who want to bike, or for the time being, people who want to drive. And drive could be riding a motorcycle, driving an RV, traveling however it is you want to do. But eventually, we want it to be safe for people, family-friendly people, to walk or bike.
Wow, very, very interesting. And of course, we know how important this year is coming up here. 25 years, a lot of us cannot even imagine what was happening that day, and you know as well as I do, as from your stories that you already shared with us, how difficult that day was for so many people. What does it mean for you here on this 25th year to have such a big part of this September 11th National Memorial Trail?
I'm thrilled that we're going from, oh, we have a big idea, oh, wouldn't this be nice someday, to actually having tangible trail in the ground. And in the last 5 years, since the 20th anniversary, we got national designation from the federal government. They had HR 2278 that allowed National Park Service to partner with us to build trail. And CSX Railroad, they actually donated 130 acres of land that used to be railroad property and built 10 miles of trail. This is out in Pennsylvania, Berlin, Pennsylvania. And you say Gap. I think Delaware Water Gap. But this is Great Allegheny Passage, which is where the trail that goes from Washington, D.C. out towards Pittsburgh turns and heads north up towards Shanksville, where Flight 93 National Memorial is. And so new trail is getting built as part of September 11th National Memorial Trail.
And let's talk about that milestone for a second, Mike. Why is that so huge, and the change that has happened since 2021 in the last 5 years? Go through what has taken place for that federal designation and how important it is.
Oh, what was really wonderful was the bipartisan support. It was unanimous in both the House and the Senate across the board. Everybody said, oh, designate that as a new national park? Absolutely. And it's nice to see our government working together for positive things. This is one of those things. And what that means, and this is a long trail. This is not all off-road yet, but it can leverage funding and services. And in the meantime, this trail is piggybacking on other existing trails. East Coast Greenway is like an urban Appalachian trail. It goes from Canadian border all the way to Key West, but around here, it goes from New York City to Washington, D.C. And these two trails overlap quite a bit, and that leverages resources and focuses efforts to make great trails link together so they're not discontinuous, so you can have through travel. And that way, much like I-95, most of I-95 travel isn't long distance, it's local trips. Look at, people driving. Same thing if you're walking or biking for long distance trips. Most of those trips are local.
Mike Dannemiller is our guest this morning, advisory board for the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance, also a civil engineer and transportation planner here in the tri-state area. And Mike, we've got to talk about this. If anybody wants to get any information about what we're talking about today and the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance, where can we send them?
So the website is simple, 911trail.org. And there you'll see both the history, the organization, but more importantly, the great things that are coming up soon. This year, we've got 20 events for the 25th anniversary cycling challenge. I went on the website just yesterday and made sure everything worked, and it's great. There are events happening right here. And if you want to be out on Long Island in July, and let me tell you, these cold days right now, this is when to plan for warmer days. And these are some wonderful events. The Gold Coast Tour that's coming up July 12th out on the island, they're partnering with us as part of our 25th anniversary cycling challenge. There's also things out in New Jersey in June, the Revolutionary Ramble. There are various distance trips for Escape New York in September. But if you really want to do something awesome, if you're willing to travel out to Berlin, Pennsylvania, September 12th, the tour to Flight 93, that will run from Berlin, Pennsylvania, up to the Shanksville National Memorial, where Flight 93 went down.
Wow, fascinating. Thank you so much, Mike, for pointing out some of those important dates. And later on in the show, I do want you to go back and share not only those dates again with our listeners, but maybe if there's other dates also on the site that could spark some interest from our listeners, that would be great also. What specific improvements have been made recently?
So right now, Pennsylvania is really crushing it with a wayfinding blitz, meaning they're putting up signs out along the public roadways and say, you want to follow the September 11th National Memorial Trail? You're on it. here, up at this next intersection, make a left. The next one, make a right. So it's wayfinding, is so that you don't even have to follow on an app, although you could. And high-tech mapping is available on that website, 911trail.org. But out in the field or on a computer or on your phone, on your device, you can follow this. And it links wonderful historic places. Like, there's big picture things like Gettysburg. But there's also resilience of the American people, like Johnstown, Pennsylvania, a town that just flooded out but came back. The 9/11 trail embodies and celebrates the resilience of the American people. And traveling along that route, the route was planned so that you can go to these wonderful places of American history.
Excellent. Excellent, Mike. The website is already there. What I'd like you to do now, though, is provide a little picture for us about the trail composition. Is it off-road trails? Are people biking? Give us a little bit of an idea of what people can expect for the September 11th National Memorial Trail.
So many of our listeners have been to World Trade, to the memorial, the Shadows of Reflection. From there, you can either hop on a ferry and go to Jersey City, or if you're, especially if you're on a bike or if you have more time, you can head north. You can go over the George Washington Bridge. Have you been on foot or on bike across the George Washington Bridge? Let me tell you, it is eye-opening. It is awesome. Port Authority reconstructed the side paths on the George. That is part of our alignment. You can go on your bike and you don't have to climb any stairs anymore. They did a reconstruction a summer ago. And that trail links New York to New Jersey. And from there, New Jersey is in the process of building what they call the Greenway. Now, that name may change eventually, but linking Jersey City out to the suburbs, out to Montclair. It's like 9 miles. They broke ground in Newark already. They own the corridor. It used to be a rail corridor, but that's an example of one of the big picture projects that's under construction now that the September 11th National Memorial Trail will piggyback on. And the national designation has helped to leverage the importance and the connectivity of these trails. And that's going to be a way for families to be able to travel along this historic corridor and connect to things like Jockey Hollow out in Morristown, and all the beautiful sites across New Jersey. You get to West Orange and you get to Essex, Eagle Rock Reservation in Essex County. That's a spot where there's the bluff of the First Watchung Mountain that looks out to the beautiful New York skyline. But they reconstructed that as a memorial to 9/11. I mean, they planted 7 trees, one for each of the flights, one for each of the towers, and one for the Pentagon. There's fire and there's police memorials. There's even a memorial. This is probably touch a heartstring for you, of the rescue dogs. 350 rescue dogs went to Ground Zero looking for survivors. They turned into comfort dogs because they didn't find a lot of survivors. They were comforting those looking for survivors. And this is the touching kind of stuff we have in our memorials across the country about 9/11 that this trail ties together.
Very well said. And the passion in your voice is really felt on the air today. And I'm so glad you're here with us. Mike Dana Miller is our guest this morning on the show. He is on the advisory board for the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance, also a civil engineer and transportation planner in the New York City, New Jersey, tri-state area. Who are some of your partners that really have helped put this all together? People like yourself, and we just mentioned the National Park Service, things like that. I want to make sure that we talk about those important organizations and people and things like that, because this is definitely an undertaking that needs a lot of hands.
There have been so many supportive agencies, government agencies, county planning across New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, have all come together and bipartisan support, both parties. This is bike partisan kind of projects. This is something that everybody can get behind, and it's a mom and apple pie kind of project. When we're celebrating the resilience of the American people, everybody can get behind this. And all the information that you'd want to see is at 911trail.org. You can check us out. You can sign up for a ride. You can volunteer. You could donate. This is a nonprofit. We are definitely looking for help. But really, what I'd ask is that listeners share this story that you heard today. If this resonated with you at all, have a conversation with those in your family, those you're bumping into. Say, oh, I heard about this thing. Have you heard about 9/11 Trail, the September 11th National Memorial Trail? I had never heard about it. The website's simple. It's 911trail.org. Have you seen it? Hey, when it actually gets warm out, might you want to come for a bike ride with me? Let's think about warmer days and happier times, and let's make a plan to go do something and raise some money for a group that's doing some real good.
Hey, Mike, let's talk about some of those dates. You mentioned some earlier in the show. I'd like you to repeat some of those, and even if some others stand out, I mean, obviously they can go to the site 911trail.org, but there's some probably real big highlights in those that you mentioned earlier in the show. Go over those for us if you could.
Oh, absolutely. The Gold Coast Tour. Big bike ride, July 12th, out on Long Island. Revolutionary Ramble, that's out in Morristown, New Jersey, June 6th. Escape New York, there's lots of different distances. This is another one of those bike rides that you can go short, you can go long. That's September 26th. But if you want to do something right around 9/11, and you're willing to travel out, not all the way to Pittsburgh, but to Berlin, Pennsylvania, September 12th, that's a ride that goes from Berlin, and it's a little bit up a hill to get to Shanksville, where the Tour de Flight 93, where the Flight 93 crash happened and where that National Memorial is out in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That is a fabulous ride that if you have the time and you can get out there, I think it will be life-changing for you. Everybody's got a personal story about where they were, what happened, what's their association with September 11th. For me, I was worried about my brother. My oldest brother, now retired Colonel Robert James Dannemiller Jr., he was at the Pentagon, and he was delivering papers, and he was chit-chatting a little bit, and he talked just a little bit too much, so he was, you know, 30 seconds, a minute or two behind schedule. Had he not been, he would have had a much worse day. Like, thousands of people had a very, very bad day. The plane hit about 100 feet from where he was standing. It was just around the corner. Had he been on schedule, he would have been directly in line with the plane with American Airlines 77 that hit the Pentagon on September 11th. Thankfully, he was a minute behind. And there's lots of stories like that. Somebody who was there who shouldn't have been, somebody who wasn't. The September 11th National Memorial Trail is about a living memorial for the resilience of the American people and remembering that day and celebrating the resilience of all of us working together to move forward and pay tribute to our collective history.
I do want to spend a lot of time on the 9/11 National Memorial Trail. First time you've been on the show with us, so I think there will be a lot of listeners curious as to what it is that have never really heard about it, Mike.
Oh, sure. So, short answer, 911trail.org has all the info, but the big picture, this is a 1,500-mile trail. It forms a triangle that's going to link, starts New York City, World Trade Center, connecting that to the Pentagon, connecting that the other way to Flight 93 out in Pennsylvania, and connecting those two as well. It's transitioned from a vision of a trail to really the living memorial and putting together a trail that will eventually be family-friendly for people to travel, whether they're walking, they're biking, or for the time being, driving. It's a lot of ground to cover. And there's a lot of work to do, and we'll get to that.
And I do want to talk about your ability to just really have something to do with the overall technical and strategic guidance for the project. As an advisory board member, you serve a part of that September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance, and you've been a part of the development and design of it. Is that correct?
Yes. So I've had the privilege to work on a project that has huge emotional value for me. I told you my personal connection, and I'm glad eventually I learned my brother made it out alive. New Jersey Department of Transportation planned a routing study for how does this September 11th trail get across from Pennsylvania to New York City. And I was fortunate enough to lead the technical routing of that for people who want to walk, people who want to bike, or for the time being, people who want to drive. And drive could be riding a motorcycle, driving an RV, traveling however it is you want to do. But eventually, we want it to be for safe for people, family-friendly people, to walk or bike.
Wow, very, very interesting. And of course, we know how important this year is coming up here. 25 years, a lot of us cannot even imagine what was happening that day. And you know as well as I do, as from your stories that you already shared with us, how difficult that day was for so many people. What does it mean for you here on this 25th year to have such a big, big part of this September 11th National Memorial Trail?
I'm thrilled that we're going from, oh, we have a big idea, oh, wouldn't this be nice someday, to actually having tangible trail in the ground. And in the last 5 years, since the 20th anniversary, we got national designation from the federal government. They had HR 2278 that allowed National Park Service to partner with us to build trail. And CSX Railroad, they actually donated 130 acres of land that used to be railroad property and built 10 miles of trail. This is out in Pennsylvania, Berlin, Pennsylvania. And you say gap. I think Delaware Water Gap. But this is Great Allegheny Passage, which is where the trail that goes from Washington, D.C. out towards Pittsburgh turns and heads north up towards Shanksville, where Flight 93 National Memorial is. And so new trail is getting built as part of September 11th National Memorial Trail.
And let's talk about that milestone for a second, Mike. Why is that so huge, and the change that has happened since 2021 in the last 5 years? Go through what has taken place for that federal designation and how important it is.
Oh, what was really wonderful was the bipartisan support. It was unanimous in both the House and the Senate across the board. Everybody said, oh, designate that as a new national park? Absolutely. And it's nice to see our government working together for positive things. This is one of those things. And what that means, and this is a long trail. This is not all off-road yet, but it can leverage funding and services. And in the meantime, this trail is piggybacking on other existing trails. East Coast Greenway is like an urban Appalachian trail. It goes from Canadian border all the way to Key West, but around here, it goes from New York City to Washington, D.C. And these two trails overlap quite a bit, and that leverages resources and focuses efforts to make great trails link together so they're not discontinuous, so you can have through travel. And that way, much like I-95, most of I-95 travel isn't long distance. It's local trips. Look at, people driving. Same thing if you're walking or biking for long distance trips. Most of those trips are local.
Mike Dannemiller is our guest this morning, advisory board for the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance, also a civil engineer and transportation planner here in the tri-state area. And Mike, we've got to talk about this. If anybody wants to get any information about what we're talking about today and the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance, where can we send them?
So the website is simple, 911trail.org. And there you'll see both the history, the organization, but more importantly, the great things that are coming up soon. This year, we've got 20 events for the 25th anniversary cycling challenge. I went on the website just yesterday and made sure everything worked, and it's great. There are events happening right here. And if you want to be out on Long Island in July, and let me tell you, these cold days right now, this is when to plan for warmer days. And these are some wonderful events. The Gold Coast Tour that's coming up July 12th out on the island, they're partnering with us as part of our 25th anniversary cycling challenge. There's also things out in New Jersey in June, the Revolutionary Ramble. There are various distance trips for Escape New York in September. But if you really want to do something awesome, if you're willing to travel out to Berlin, Pennsylvania, September 12th, the Tour de Flight 93. That will run from Berlin, Pennsylvania, up to the Shanksville National Memorial, where Flight 93 went down.
Wow, fascinating. Thank you so much, Mike, for pointing out some of those important dates. And later on in the show, I do want you to go back and share not only those dates again with our listeners, but maybe if there's other dates also on the site that could spark some interest from our listeners, that would be great also. What specific improvements have been made recently?
So right now, Pennsylvania is really crushing it with a wayfinding blitz, meaning they're putting up signs out along the public roadways and say, you want to follow the September 11th National Memorial Trail? You're on it here, up at this next intersection, make a left. The next one, make a right. So it's wayfinding, is so that you don't even have to follow on an app, although you could. And high-tech mapping is available on that website, 911trail.org. But out in the field or on a computer or on your phone, on your device, you can follow this. And it links wonderful historic places, like there's big picture things like Gettysburg, but there's also resilience of the American people, like Johnstown, Pennsylvania, town that just flooded out but came back. The 9/11 trail embodies and celebrates the resilience of the American people, and traveling along that route, the route was planned so that you can go to these wonderful places of American history.
Mike, we've talked about it. We're coming up now on about a half a year to go until September 11th. Talk to our listeners, if you wouldn't mind, a little bit about how to prepare for something like this. 25 years is a long time, but 25 years is also a short amount of time for all of us that were a part of New York City and a part of this country to see what happened on that day.
Sure. For me, September 11th was bittersweet. It was horrible. It was life-changing for many of us, and yet we find a way to make positive out of that tragedy. That's the resilience that I try to embrace and what I see in groups like September 11th National Memorial Trail. The folks there said, okay, this is horrible. How can we make something good out of it? Donating time, donating resources, donating money to them can help them to put together this trail that celebrates the resilience of the American people. They're putting together a family-friendly trail. It's a triangle. It connects New York City, the Pentagon, and Flight 93 National Memorial Trail out in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, with a family-friendly trail that eventually will be comfortable to walk and bike the whole thing. Right now, parts of it, if you can bike it now, parts of it, it's on road. There's segments that are off-road, and more of that is getting built every day, such as that section that CSX Railroad donated and then constructed out in Great Allegheny Passage. But participating in that, sharing the story, that's what I'd ask listeners to do. Have a conversation. Check it out. 911trail.org.
Great, Mike. Mike Dana Miller, our guest this morning on the show, advisory board member for the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance and a civil engineer and transportation planner here in the tri-state area. Before we go, Mike, I want to leave a couple of minutes for you to either mention something you haven't had a chance to, go a little bit more in depth in anything that you'd like to, or this would be the chance for you to repeat anything. And again, thanks again, Mike.
Thanks. For me, on the night of September 11th, 2001, I was offsite. I wasn't home. I was away with my wife and my newborn baby, and we heard what happened. And some friends, I was down Cape May, New Jersey, and some friends I was there with said, "Hey, I know where we're gonna go." We went to Sunset Beach, and we saw the flag ceremony of dedicating a flag to another U.S. veteran that they do every night there. For me, that was inspirational. And that was when I heard my brother, retired Colonel Robert Dana Miller, survived. He was at the Pentagon. He got out safely. I wish more people got out safely. I want to celebrate those that did. I want to respect the memory of those who did not. And I want to turn that tragedy into something memorable and resilient. and respectful to their memory, and give families an opportunity to really embrace our history, our resilience, and the grit of the American people to move forward from tragedy into something beautiful.
Well said, Mike. It's been a really, really great show here. Mike Dana Miller on the advisory board for the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance and a civil engineer and transportation planner here in the tri-state area. One last time, if people want more information on the September 11th National Memorial Trail Alliance, where do they go, Mike?
They go to 911trail.org. Check it out. Come on, sign up for a bike ride. Come out and enjoy the weather when it gets warmer. Come for a ride with me.
Great show. All the best to you, Mike. Thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
You're awesome. Thank you.